iHeart Communities, thank you so much for listening. Now on the line with us, our socially distanced hotline, Attorney General William Tong joining us. Hello, sir. How are you?
Best friend forever. How are you?
I am good. I have to tell you, I posted your interview last week with a picture of your wife's Saturday and Sunday delicious baked delight, the classic New York Times recipe of the plum tort. And you helped me become one of the more clicked on blogs, if you will, in our company. I was number one. And I think your wife, I actually think I owe her a bonus or something, because the picture, when I tell you that picture you posted last weekend, it was amazing. So I like that on your social media feeds, we get business. You are working. And then on the weekends, it's you know, gloves off. It's Attorney General downtime, and we get to see a little bit of what goes on in your house. What are you guys cooking this weekend, by the way?
Well, you gotta eat.
Yeah, you do have to eat.
You gotta power this train.
Well, what are you making?
Liz made a delicious, this week she did a delicious, like, baked chicken thighs with artichokes and tomatoes. It was a you know, midweek new concoction that was delicious.
Well, now I have there's a tone that we've set here. So now you're going to have to, she has to post something. It has to be a good picture. And I have to post a recipe every time we talk now. So you do know this, right?
So I need to communicate that to Liz.
You need to communicate that.
The pressure will be on.
All right. Now we do need to get back to work here. I mean, you're still receiving complaints from Connecticut consumers, from certain airlines. They're not getting their refunds back. They're not, you know, maybe the trips aren't, obviously they can't take their trips. Some people are canceling. Some people are postponing. What can you tell us, and what's the update, and what can you say to help people who are looking to get their refunds?
So we work on it every day, and we've received hundreds of travel related complaints, and the update is that not only are we working on people's issues you know, individually in Connecticut, but also we're working with our partners in other states to put pressure on airlines and travel companies to make sure that they're doing all they can to help consumers. And we've helped consumers recover hundreds, thousands of dollars individually because they had their trips canceled or other arrangements had to be changed because of COVID and because of the inability to travel.
So do you think consumers here in Connecticut will see a return of some of that money they may have lost? Do you think that's a possibility?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's already happening. If people have specific issues that they're encountering with an airline, they can't get through the touchtone screening, if they have troubles with a trip that they may have booked with a tour operator, they should call us.
Okay.
And we'd be happy to help. And we have a team here in our office of lawyers and investigators and paralegals, and that's what they do every day. It's a lot. I'll be very candid. We've had a lot of issues and complaints, and we address every single one, and we do what we can. Like many things, we can't solve every problem because it depends on what your particular circumstance is, but we've been able to be successful in a lot of circumstances.
Yeah, and one thing we've learned through our interviews with our Attorney General William Tong here on iHeart Communities is that you have to make them aware. You know, you can complain about it, you can put it on social media, and you can think you have a movement going, but you need to document, you need to let the Attorney General's office know what is going on with exact information and how they can get back in touch with you if you want to see any follow through on what may be happening to you here in our state as a consumer. I mean, I think that's one great thing and great messaging that has come out of all of our interviews, is that people are really becoming more proactive and looking after themselves and their investments and their families, right?
Yeah. And they can also reach out to the Department of Consumer Protection, too. So there's a couple of places that you can call to try to get help if you run into some trouble.
All right. Another thing I want to talk to you about, and it's actually something I don't understand. It's how you're still going after some of the pharmaceuticals over some of what they're doing for pricing of drugs and medications that people need. What is happening right now that maybe I'm not aware of? Are they raising prices? Are they making things really hard for maybe even say like seniors to get their medications?
So this is a complicated issue, but The bottom line is that there is and has been for a long time a law and a program that requires big pharmaceutical companies to supply drugs to community health centers and what we also call safety net nonprofit hospitals, hospitals that serve people who don't have the resources to pay for their own health care and are in our most vulnerable communities. Big pharmaceutical companies are supposed to provide drugs to those hospitals and community health care centers at a reduced or much more competitive price. And so it should not be the same as the retail price that, that you and I, for example, and our health insurers would pay at CVS, right, if we needed a prescription. There's a program where the cost of these drugs are discounted for people that need the help and for community health centers. The big pharmaceutical companies, many of them, have unilaterally cut off this program. And so just the other day, I took action and wrote to the several companies that I'm aware of who are doing this, and I basically said, I need an answer right now as to why you're discontinuing this program, why you've cut off our community health centers here in Connecticut and some of our hospitals, what the basis of your action is, because I believe that your action is unlawful. And I'm going to give them an opportunity to respond to my letter, but if they don't, I'm going to go after them.
And how can the public assist you with this with information, or is this something that you've already got and you don't need any more people letting you know what they're experiencing? Is this on a greater level than that?
I am hearing a lot from the community health centers and from hospitals, but if you have a particular story where you used to buy a important pharmaceutical medicine drug at a certain price from your community health center or hospital, and you really need that drug to survive, frankly, or to care for you or your family, and now you have to pay so much more because of a change in this program, do let us know.
All right. And then finally, I know every day you meet with our commissioners and the heads of our state. And today is a big day in Connecticut where restaurants especially are going to be able to up, you know, their indoor capacity by 75%. What are you hearing and what are some of the things that you're hearing from the community leaders? I mean, are people excited or is it excited, nervous, or was there any thoughts maybe not going full steam ahead? I mean, what can you tell us that happens at these meetings that we're not privy to?
I think excited, cautious, right, or relieved, cautious, I guess, is how I would rate it. People do want to get back to their lives. I do. You do. I want to get in your studio, right?
Play some music. Yeah.
Play some music. And but people understand. I mean, you don't have to go very far. Just watch the news. People understand that we're still at great risk. And we are not even close to out of the woods yet. And even though Connecticut is doing well compared to other states, we have some parts of Connecticut that have more and higher rates of infection than other parts of the state. So I think everybody understands that it's important to support our small businesses, particularly our retailers and restaurants. And it's important to open up in a thoughtful way. But the people that I talk to get it. Wear your mask, socially distance. You know, take care. Be safe.
Our weekly update with Attorney General William Tong. I appreciate your time, and I'll be looking for a recipe to post a little later with this interview that is up at mycommunityaccess.com.
All right. We'll send a recipe out this weekend.
Please do.
Thanks,
right.
Renee.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.